Dave Lieber, thanks for being here.
Hi, Justin.
So, Dave, your main piece of advice is be suspicious. Why is that?
Well, it turns out that you don't need any kind of license or registration or classes to be a builder or roofer or a contractor or remodeler in Texas. We're the only Gulf state that doesn't regulate these guys. And so when you get a disaster like this, you not only get the really good, competent builders and roofers and contractors, but you also get the scammers.
So you report that Texas doesn't offer many safeguards to protect home and business owners. What's the situation in Texas, and are there any protections at all?
There really aren't any protections. If you get ripped off by a builder or a contractor or a roofer, if it's under $10,000, you can go to small claims court, Justice of the Peace Court, and you can sue without a lawyer, by yourself, like a Judge Judy type of court, and people do that. But if it's more than $10,000, you have to go to civil court, real court, and you have to have a lawyer. And even then, they may not pay anything. But the other recourse you have is to go to police and prosecutors, but they hardly ever take these cases.
Minus those legal protections, what can consumers do to protect themselves and find an honest contractor, a roofer, or work crew? Should people just do an online search?
Well, that's one of many, many, many steps. I mean, you have to basically treat this person as if they're going to be a member of your family. You have to do a background check on them. You have to find out who they are, where they live, how long their business has been in, whether they're a member of, say, the North Texas Roofing Contractors Association or the Builders Association. You really have to get to know them and find out that they're good. You have to get references. You have to get bids. There's a whole lot of work now involved in it. But you actually have to be a detective when you do this now. You just can't be like in the old days where you pick a guy and you know the guy's going to come through for you. Because every week I get a letter from somebody that explains that they lost tens of thousands of dollars to a contractor. The police won't help them. They can't afford a lawyer. They'll never see that money again.
Let's say I've done the research. I think I found my contractor or roofer. Are there any warning signs I should be looking out for in that process?
There's a new law in Texas that just went into effect on September 1st that says that a roofer or a contractor is not allowed to negotiate with an insurance company on your behalf. So if one of these guys comes to you and says, hey, I'll take care of the whole insurance thing, you don't even have to talk to them, he's violating the law, and you know right there that's a red flag and you don't want to do business with him. Another red flag is if they're out of state, because if you need a warranty, you know, in 2 years, where's the guy going to come back from Louisiana and help you out? They flood into the state when they have these disasters.
You suggest running a background check. How would you go about doing that?
Well, there's a website that I use called publicdata.com, which costs like $35, which allows you to look at criminal records. Some of these guys do have criminal records, and so it's a really easy way to find out. The other thing is you want to search their name and their city and the name of their company and reviews and comments and complaints and fraud and ripoff and see if anybody has used those words to describe any of their past work.
So let's say I've done my detective work, I've got a good quote, I've picked a suitable team. What should I expect next? What are the protocols?
Well, the main thing to do is not give your insurance check right away to them. You got to pay them in pieces. So maybe you want to give them like a 10% down payment just to show good faith. And then maybe a quarter of the way through or a third of the way through, you want to give them another chunk. And then maybe halfway through or three quarters of the way through, another chunk. And then when you're finally done and you're satisfied, then you want to pay it off. And if they don't accept that, then there's something wrong, because that is considered to be the standard business practice. But a lot of these guys just want the money up front so they can take off.
And once the crews have arrived and the work is underway, what should we be focused on at that point? Is there anything I should be looking out for?
Well, you got to make sure that you get a warranty letter that shows the type of shingle that was used and the length of its life, a 20-year shingle. Because if you don't have that letter, that warranty, then you can't show it to your insurance company, and it's going to cost you more on your insurance bill. The other thing is, when they're working on there, don't be shy. Don't be scared of them. Like, hang around, watch them, and then make sure that everything is the way you want it. Don't let them leave without making sure that you do a walk around and you look at everything.
Dave Lieber is the Watchdog columnist with the Dallas Morning News. Dave, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Justin.